This is the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. If you're a person about to retire from the military and can choose a place to retire, Oregon might not be that place because the website Wallet Hub just ranked all the states and the District of Columbia for best and worst places for military retirees. D.C. is on the bottom, but the worst state is Oregon, down there at number 50. If you want regional comparisons, California ranked 21st and Washington ranked 28th. Oregon got number 50 of 50 states. Let's get into the numbers and their meaning with Jill Gonzalez, an analyst at Wallet Hub. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
For the people who don't know Wallet Hub, give us a sketch of what you're about.
We are a personal finance website, so really helping consumers and retirees specifically figure out their next move here. And obviously, military retirees have all of the same worries that retirees do, plus more difficult problems, PTSD, disability, homelessness. So we looked at all of the states for these things.
Do you put out lots of lists like this one on military retirees?
Yeah, definitely more of a study. I mean, we sourced from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Census, Military Offers Association of America, the VA. So I would say more of a study here.
Okay. Let's talk up front about what you mean by military retirees, because this is not quite the same as people retiring from other careers necessarily.
Exactly. For starters, the average officer is only 45 years old upon retirement service. So a lot of times, on top of the issues that we just spoke about, you also probably are going to have to re-enter the job market and really transition into civilian life and a civilian job. So that's one thing that we looked at, you know, just how the job market is for veterans.
Okay, so that's a major issue then. We're not talking about people who are coming at the end of any one of a number of careers and jobs, but we're talking about people who've got probably a good 20 years left to run, at least in the job market, when they retire from the military.
Exactly, and a lot of times that means going back to school or going to school in the first place, which, depending on where you live, a lot of states help out their veterans more than others.
So when you put the list together, and again, this is a ranking of best and worst places for military retirees with Oregon number 50 out of 51, if you include the District of Columbia, which is the very, very bottom. How much different stuff? I mean, I have three general areas I want to talk about, but how many different categories of data and surveys or whatever else you put into this went into this?
Well, we looked at about 30 metrics in all. That ranges from veterans per capita, the higher the better, more like-minded people, to number of VA health facilities, to job opportunities for veterans. So not only quality of life issues, but also health care and the overall economic environment for military retirees.
Is there any weighting? Did some things get greater weight, you know, get its numbers doubled or something because it was deemed more important?
Well, each one of these categories was given the same weight. However, single metrics within them might have been weighted differently. For instance, a state tax on military pension was triple weighted here. Obviously, some states have that. Some states partially have that. Some states don't have it at all.
Okay, so you mentioned three general categories here, which is economic environment rank, quality of life rank, and health care rank. And let me see, Oregon ended up 43 in an economic environment rank, 51 in quality of life rank, and 18 in healthcare rank. Wow. I'm really surprised, I guess, about the quality of life rank. I mean, people live in Oregon, a lot of them couldn't think about living anyplace else. What goes into the quality of life ranking?
A lot of this comes into affordability. You know, we look at things like housing costs, rental properties, and compare that to an average military retiree salary. Oregon, unfortunately, is tied for one of the highest percentage of homeless veterans in the country. It's tied with California and D.C. itself, 60 times more homeless vets than, say, a Virginia, which ranked number one on this list. So obviously, when you're looking for quality of life, that's one thing that hugely drags down that ranking.
So let's go to the other end of that scale. You just mentioned Virginia, and I noticed Virginia, Florida, Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, the top five. Virginia and Florida certainly have lots of military bases, and I wonder if there's any correlation between states that have any or multiple military bases and the networks of support that exist once people get out of the military.
There absolutely is. So typically, the more military bases you have, the better VA benefits administration facilities you have, and simply the more of them. Same goes for VA healthcare. So there's certainly a correlation between how many military installations there are throughout the state, and not only access to VA facilities, but usually quality to them as well.
All right. So it should be any particular surprise that Virginia, with its multiple Navy and other ports, is the best state for a vet to retire.
Exactly. And the other thing here, when you're talking about a Virginia or when you're talking about a Maryland, which ranked 14th overall, you know, there's a lot of government contracts in both of those states. And when you're looking for people to, again, transition to more of a civilian job, consulting opportunities are huge throughout those states. So that's another thing to really remember just in terms of the economics.
Well, but then, so does each place have to stand on its own merits? Because, I mean, D.C. logically sandwiched right between Virginia and Maryland, you'd think would have been done better than 51st place.
The problem with D.C. really comes down to things like affordability and VA healthcare, VA facilities. And unfortunately, if you're in D.C. itself, you'll probably have to go to Virginia or have to go to Maryland to get to any of those facilities.
We are talking again with Jill Gonzalez, an analyst at Wallet Hub. Wallet Hub put out a list of the best and worst places for military retirees, and Oregon ranked bottom of the states, only District of Columbia lower. But of 50 states, Oregon ranks 50th. The major categories, economic environment, quality of life, and health care. Join the conversation on the exchange. Maybe you're a military retiree or somebody thinking about going into the military and coming back to Oregon. Join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So here again, Oregon, when you look about the fact that there's really only one active duty base in Oregon, which is the Umatilla Weapons Depot, this is not a place that would have a lot of networking opportunities for people once they get out.
Exactly. And there's not a lot of things like veteran job fairs there, job opportunities few and far between for vets, and a very low share of veteran-owned businesses there as well, who do tend to hire more veterans. So all of these things not really boding well for Oregon. And on top of that, state tax on military pension is something that would hinder someone trying to live there either after serving in Oregon itself or moving there.
How often does this, I mean, how many of the states tax the military pensions as Oregon does?
38 states do not. So not too many are still taxing that.
And is it a very high percentage of the 12 that do?
As far as the actual tax?
Yeah.
No, it's not necessarily a high tax, and most of them are going to be under about the 4% estimated rate. But, again, just I think taxing it in general is doing a huge disservice, especially when you're looking at a ranking like this. So when you're taxing a military pension, on top of that, when you're not necessarily sponsoring too many veteran-owned businesses, you know, it really is something that adds up.
So the healthcare rank in Oregon is actually surprisingly good at number 18. What goes into that healthcare rank?
So this is a little bit better. I mean, here, one thing that helps Oregon, apart from VA health facilities, which could be doing better, and apart from VA hospitals, is just the federal, state, local, and private hospitals per capita. So not necessarily just focusing in on vets, but looking at the entire healthcare system, that's certainly something that came to Oregon's rescue here.
All right. So again, not just VA facilities, but all kinds of healthcare went into that ranking.
Exactly, all kinds, and same with physicians per capita, mental health counselors per capita. That was not veteran specific.
Okay, so services for the public at large might be okay, but here again, the needs of military veterans a bit different, which is one of the reasons you put this set of rankings out.
Exactly. So 18 still obviously above average, but when we're looking at these mix of metrics within this category, we're still seeing that improvement is needed in the number of VA health facilities, in the quality of VA hospital. So that's essentially a patient's willingness to recommend the veteran hospitals once they've been treated there.
So, Jill, we talked a bit about some of the things that go into the economic environment score. That, again, is very low in Oregon at 43. And you mentioned a few things like low numbers of veteran-owned businesses. What are some of the other components of the economic environment rank?
So not only that state tax on military pension, share of veteran-owned businesses, job opportunities for them, we also look for state authorization for veterans' preference in private hiring, which Oregon has yet to have as well. Most states, again, do have this. A lot of times people say, you know, this is something that goes without saying, but when we're not seeing a lot of jobs for vets, I think we can argue that, you know, this is a policy that actually needs to be put in place is the presence of a state statute authorizing private employers to implement a veteran employment preference without vulnerability to, you know, claims of discrimination or anything like that.
All right, so that has to be codified in state law, you're saying, to protect employers from favoring vets?
Exactly.
All right. Have there been previous rankings of the states for good and bad places to retire for military folks?
This is something that we run every year. So I wouldn't say that there have been huge changes here. Oregon has typically been within that bottom five. Virginia, Florida, New Hampshire toward the top. So tax friendliness in general is going to help out here. A lot of states there without personal income tax to begin with. So most of them are not then taxing pensions, military pensions, et cetera.
All right. So does that explain why, as you explain in some of the work on the website, the smaller the state and the redder the state, it seems generally the better the ranking?
Yeah, red states tend to be a little bit more friendly towards military retirees. I mean, a very small difference here. Red states typically rank 24th on average. Blue states more like 29th. So a very small bump.
Okay. But I guess what I was getting at is, in the red states, is it less likely to be an income tax, or at least an income tax on the military vets?
Definitely, yeah. Less likely to be a personal income tax, and especially less likely to be any tax on military pension.
So, Jill, I wonder if you guys get lots of emails and tweetbacks and all sorts of other stuff when you guys put this ranking out from the states that didn't do well and trying to change your mind or offer up other evidence they think supports them for being higher on the list.
Yeah, oftentimes we get it from both sides. We get people saying, I moved to Virginia from Oklahoma, and as a vet, I've never been better. We get people saying, you know, I didn't care that I was having my pension taxed. The health care is so much better in X, and that's what I really need. So it does come down to personal preference, as it does with any type of retirement. But, yeah, we definitely get both sides here arguing and outweighing pros and cons.
I was just scanning the list to see if there are any particular anomalies here. Here's one: Massachusetts, which ranks number 5 overall, as one of the, you know, the basically the fifth best place for military retirees, ranks number 1 in economic environment, ranks number 2 in healthcare, ranks number 49 in quality of life. What would cause that kind of a disparity?
So even though Massachusetts has a lot of policies in place to help vets find jobs, even though it has a great VA healthcare system, not a lot of vets are in Massachusetts. So part of the major score for quality of life was simply the share of veterans, you know, making sure that you have that sense of community and that you're surrounded by like-minded people. So that's the one thing I think that really pulled Massachusetts down in quality of life, whereas it really had other things going for it.
A lot of numbers to get into here, which we don't have time to do. You can check out the website, though, and get a look at some of the explanations behind it all. It's at wallethub.com. This is the best and worst places for military retirees, where Virginia ranked number 1, District of Columbia number 51, but among the states, Oregon ranked number 50, California 21, and Washington 28. I want to thank Jill Gonzalez, an analyst at Wallet Hub, for joining us to explain the numbers.
Anytime.